You guys were talking Hassan Reddick there in the last segment. Robert Saleh asked about him yesterday and whether or not at this stage he could get in, report, and get himself ready for that week one opener against the 49ers.
I'm assuming he's in phenomenal shape. You know, like I said, he's a veteran. He knows what he needs to get ready. You know, he's had success in multiple buildings and multiple schemes with multiple coaching staffs. And so he's going to know what he needs to do to be ready for week one. So he still has plenty of time.
So he's been posting, or someone's been posting for him, these workout videos.
Yeah, Willie,
right?
Was talking about. Yeah,
okay, thank you. And now here's what I need to know, and I'm sure you can give me the reason for this. A lot of these guys do this, and more often than not, like, can we throw a helmet or some pads on? Like, I know you're maybe not going to do full contact, but if you're going through the exercise of keeping yourself in shape and working out, wouldn't you want to be running around with some pads on so you're used to that?
Neither does anything for me. Yeah, unless there's another 300-pound man in front of you trying to block you, then it means nothing for me. For me, from when I look at Hassan Reddick, I need you in the building. This is the reason why the Jets kept 10 defensive linemen, because they're, even with how impressive he looked with the video and jumping over cones and all that stuff, they're playing the San Francisco 49ers, right? And the Niners have a really good offensive line led by a really good team. So, and he's going out there to play. So there's a different, level of intensity that he just hasn't been a part of since he left Philly. So if I'm Robert Saleh, yeah, I have to assume the guy who's asking for all this money is going to be in tip-top shape. But there's a difference between weight room shape and field shape and then football shape. You have, every football player still has to get in football shape.
Yeah.
That means with my 300-pound frame, pulling, twisting, you know, trying to hit you in the gut on plays where the ref's not looking, are you prepared for that? The only way to get to prepare for that is to be on the field. And I'm not trying to get in his pockets by no means. But as we get along here, Saleh's urgency now has to get Jermaine Johnson and Quentin Williams and those guys ready, because the Niners are on a different path. They understand it's Super Bowl and bust for them.
They're going
to
be ready.
And they're going to be ready. So Saleh has to get that D-line ready for that.
Yeah. It's just interesting to me. These guys, I mean,
I agree.
I hate it. If I was his agent, like, stop with the videos. The videos do nothing.
Even
videos
if you're
are not helping
the videos
you.
Out, we're getting a glimpse at it, but like, you're going through the process of exercising, right, to keep yourself, quote unquote, in shape. And I understand you can't simulate or mimic practice.
Right.
But like, I would think you would want to do as much as you can. Like, go grab some big dudes and have them knock you around a little. Put some pads on. I mean, it's something.
Yeah, but then
it's
you come into
nothing.
If you wind up getting hurt.
I guess.
But at the end of the day, what do we expect for him to eat a bowl of Doritos on the couch? Like, you're not going to post that, right?
I'm not even talking about for what you're posting. I'm just talking about what you're doing while you're away from the team.
I just think it's a waste of time. I think you just, when it's time to go, be ready to go.
Yeah. What would it say to you if, like, CeeDee Lamb goes out and has 3 touchdown catches week one, Ja'Marr Chase goes out and is off the charts, and Hassan Reddick does report and has 4 sacks? It's almost like, what the hell are we doing all August? If guys can come off their couch, basically, I know they're in shape, but, and just perform at a high level a week later.
Right.
You know, it's almost like you expect them to have a step back that first couple of weeks.
Our human brains would expect that.
I would.
These guys are elite athletes, right? And so for me, I love, you want a good showing week one, but I need to see what you look like week 4 and 5.
True.
And so is your body prepared for that? Because that's the biggest injury. That's the biggest problem with a lot of these guys. When they train, they deal with so much volume. You know, that's why week after week 2 or 3, all these injuries pop up, because they get kind of burnt out. Mm. So he's going to have enough time to recover, but it's just, for me, I just need you to kind of lead this young defensive line. Because Quentin Williams received an obscene amount of double teams last year, right? It still was effective. Jermaine Johnson, they're expecting a big jump out of him. You're now starting a Will McDonald youngster who's 6'3", 245 pounds, still has a basketball frame. And listen, the spin move only works for so many times. You know what I mean? Right. You got to get around some big fellas. You got to be more effective on the edge, because I watched them struggle last year. Mm. So you're going to need a veteran like Hassan Reddick to kind of lead that defensive line. And because Robert Saleh's defense only works if he has a pass rush, bottom line. So they need him in the building. They got to figure it out. They got to get him in the building.